Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today in the spotlight, our member center from the University Hospital Center in Zagreb, Croatia. Our guests are the main representative, Professor Davor Milicic and Dr. Ivo Planinc, both cardiologists. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Professor Milicic, may I ask you the first question? Can you tell us briefly about your city, Zagreb?
Thank you for the question, gladly. Zagreb is our capital and the largest city in Croatia. It is located in the northern part of Croatia. City itself is populated by around 750,000 people, while combined with its surroundings, exceeds 1 million inhabitants. Zagreb's rich history extends from the early Roman Empire times, but the first record of the name Zagreb dates from 12th century, and Zagreb is a free city since 13th century. Today, Zagreb has the leading economic, administrative, scientific, and cultural position in Croatia. Almost all of the largest scientific and cultural institutions, as well as largest companies and media, have headquarters in Zagreb. Zagreb is known for its high quality of living, museums, strong sporting culture, and entertainment events.
Thank you. It sounds really nice to visit Zagreb one day. And I have a question about your hospital. What is the main focus?
University Hospital Center Zagreb is the largest tertiary health institution in the Republic of Croatia, considering both the number and diversity of health services it provides. Besides providing basic and broad healthcare, the hospital is also base for numerous excellence centers, evidenced by 70 referral centers of the Ministry of Health of the Republic of Croatia, whose task is to continuously monitor and systematically promote particular areas of medicine in our country. Our department, Department of Cardiovascular Diseases of the University Hospital Center Zagreb, is the largest and leading cardiology department in Croatia. It employs a total of 39 cardiology specialists, 8 cardiology residents, and more than 150 nurses and medical technicians. The current department's capacity is 87 hospital beds distributed to 5 units. There are 7 national referral centers based in our department. National referral centers for echocardiography, invasive and interventional cardiology, congenital heart disease in adults, intensive and acute treatment of cardiac patients, heart failure and transplantation cardiology, valvular heart disease, and peripheral arterial diseases. Besides providing up-to-date cardiovascular care to our patients, our department is the leader in the education of medical students, cardiology nurses, cardiology residents, and young cardiologists through numerous undergraduate and postgraduate educational activities in collaboration with the University of Zagreb School of Medicine. The department is also a seat of the University of Zagreb Postgraduate Studies in Cardiology. Department is also the headquarters of the Croatian Cardiac Society and Croatian Society of Cardiac Nurses since its foundation, and is actively organizing yearly scientific and educational programs for cardiologists and cardiology nurses in Croatia.
Thanks a lot. Then a question about the ERN. Why did you become a member, and in which thematic areas are you active?
We are honored to be a member of the European Reference Networks according to the call from European Commission in 2019. In the thematic areas of familial cardiomyopathies and congenital heart disease in adults, we have seen ERN as an excellent opportunity to be a part of the European community of healthcare providers that may share experience and expertise in the areas of cardiology that have low overall prevalence of patients. We are always aware that Croatia, with a population below 4 million, has low probability of having significant numbers of low prevalence rare cardiac diseases, such as familial cardiomyopathies or rare forms of congenital heart disease.
Yes, thank you. And may I also ask a question to Dr. Planning, Ivo? May I ask you, what can you contribute to the ERN?
Yes, although our country's population is low, our hospital is a tertiary center and the leading advanced heart failure and heart transplantation center in the country that admits referrals of patients with cardiomyopathies and congenital heart disease from the whole country, but also the parts of the international region and adjacent countries such as Bosnia and Herzegovina and Montenegro. Altogether, we can provide insight into the incidence and occurrence of rare cardiomyopathies for the whole country and provide experience and expertise in several of cardiomyopathies that are inherently potentially more prevalent in our population. Furthermore, we also have endemic area in the southern part of Croatia with high prevalence of a very rare transthyretin mutation leading to severe amyloid cardiomyopathy. We can contribute to the ERN with sharing our experience and knowledge, inclusion of the patient information into rare disease registries, and sharing our solutions to providing cardiovascular healthcare to patients with rare cardiac diseases.
Thank you. And on the other side, what do you expect from the ERN?
We have already seen and had opportunities to witness organizational structure and modes of operation of different ERN members that have enormous experience in dealing with rare diseases. And also their successful stories are an additional stimulus to improvement of our everyday care. Furthermore, we see ERN as an excellent platform for exchange of ideas, for patient empowerment, and for diverse ways of enhancing patient groups, and in general, families with low prevalence cardiac diseases.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Then I have also some personal questions to the both of you. May I start with Ivo? Where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Yeah, so I'm proud to have been given opportunity to train cardiology and to complete my fellowship here in University Hospital Center Zagreb under the mentorship of Professor Milicic. Since our hospital is the largest cardiovascular center in Croatia, it really allows for extensive and comprehensive cardiology education, including the areas of even rare diseases and challenging cases. I have also finished a two-year postgraduate course in heart failure organized by University Hospital Zurich in Switzerland, and it has, similar to ERN, provided an invaluable insight into the diversity of heart failure organization and care throughout the world, irrespective of the size of the nations or their power and financial capabilities.
Thank you. And then I would like to ask your formal mentor, Professor Milicic, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Most of my training has been done within the University of Zagreb academic area, in particular at the University Hospital Center Zagreb, at the Department of Internal Medicine, and lastly, in our Department of Cardiovascular Diseases. My most important mentors in Zagreb were Professor Cikes, who was one of the founders of the European Society of Cardiology and the European Association for Echocardiography, and Professor Vladimir Goldner, who was a well-known arrhythmologist and intensive cardiologist. I spent a year at the Eppendorf Cardiology Department in Hamburg, and in that time, my mentor there was Professor Thomas Meinertz, and I was collaborating very closely with Professor Ninaber as well. Afterwards, I spent some time in education in Padova and Udine regarding heart transplant, advanced heart failure, cardiology, and sometimes in Vienna which was dedicated to mechanical circulatory support. And from Vienna period, that was rather short, I remember very well as my mentor, Professor Wieseltaler, who afterwards moved to USA.
Okay, thanks a lot. And sometimes it can be a difficult question, but can you remember what is the, or choose, what is the most important lesson learned?
The most important lesson learned from my education, or?
Well, it can be from education or it can be in general.
From my education and from my medical career, the most important lesson is that if you want to practice medicine as it should be practiced, you have to combine diligence, passion, and empathy. And I think after many years practice in medicine, that medicine is more than just pure natural science. It is a mixture of science, communicational skills, quick and smart decision making, and it is a kind of an art.
Yes, thank you. And Ivo, can you also share with us your most important lesson learned?
I would say very shortly that the most important lesson learned from my experience so far is the importance of understanding our patients as separate individuals, and that every case has its very, very special features, and that we have to take care of our patients in very, in a way of a precision medicine in terms of very, very individual care.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Then something different. Ivo, I would like to start with you. What is your favorite sport?
Well, I'm not much of a sport person, but nevertheless, I regularly a week still play football with my high school friends, and it's a very one of my favorite weekly routines. But at the same time, I do not follow any football team besides our, of course, national football team.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. And Professor Milicic, do you have a favorite sport?
Actually, probably two. One is football, which is the most popular one in Croatia, and our national football team is one of the world's best teams. I also like very much water polo. And in Croatia, it's also very popular. Recently, we became world champions in water polo. So these two sports, let's say, are my favorite ones.
Great. Yeah. And do you have a favorite holiday destination as well?
Definitely, yes. Most of Croatians as the favorite holiday destinations go to Croatian Adriatic coast. And I have a very nice holiday house at the island Hvar, which has been officially announced, I think, by European New York Times or someone else as one of the 10 most beautiful islands in the world. And I really enjoy my free time during summer holidays entirely there. It is beautiful.
That's great. And Ivo, do you also stay in Croatia during your holiday, or do you have another destination? Which is favorite?
It's mostly Croatia, and it's mostly Adriatic coast, and specifically one other island, but also beautiful, the beautiful island of Vis, that is located as a 2-hour ferry ride from the coast. So it's practically and metaphorically a getaway from your everyday life.
Perfect. Well, thank you to thanks to both of you for answering the questions of today. And thanks to our listeners for listening to today's podcast. And I hope to meet you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.